Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank. We play twice a day, so if your name's not called this hour, we'll call three more in an hour. It's all good. But for now, we need one of these three people to call us back for your shot at winning up to $1,000. Jenna, do you have the names?
I do. The three names are Tyler Mitchell, Eric Bodden, Tanya Watson. Tanya Watson, Eric Bodden. Tyler Mitchell, you have 10 minutes to call. First one in wins, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And don't worry, you still have a chance, because if nobody calls within 10 minutes, we're going to open up for everybody.
There you go.
So you could still win your $1,000 today. Have you guys seen that this whole clown thing's getting out of hand?
Yeah,
even more so?
It's like all across the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Halloween is coming up.
Schools are closing because there's threats being made by fake Instagram accounts that are supposedly clowns.
Not cool, though.
People are dressing up as scary clowns and just wreaking havoc, or are they, sometimes they're just standing there?
Someone tried to abduct a kid.
Well, they say they're trying to get the kids to come in the woods.
But they're saying those might be hoaxes.
Some people thought it was to promote a movie. The people that are making this movie say, no, it's not us.
It's not it, because that is a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe at the beginning it might have been them, but now that it's gotten out of hand. There's been reports of clowns chasing children. Reports of clowns just literally standing there looking creepy.
Yeah.
That is very creepy.
And then there's people reporting that they're being attacked by clowns as well. But as far as I know, one of them that came out was not true. A girl said she was attacked by one of those clowns that had a knife. Turns out she lied about it because she was late to her job at McDonald's.
Oh, God.
So they're using the clowns as excuses now, too. But what's going to end up happening?
Somebody's going to get shot.
Somebody's going to get hurt. And when you see these kids that get caught with the clown mask and the clown costumes, they're kids. They're teenagers. And you take the mask off. Yeah.
Some dude saw a clown that came out on like a jogging trail or something. Then the clown was carrying a baseball bat. And homeboy, the clown messed with the wrong dude. Yeah. Dude punched the clown.
He did.
And the clown took off. And he said the clown was bleeding, like from his nose or wherever.
They're also saying the same guy might have made that up, too.
Oh, really?
So everybody's making up clown stories?
He's posting a lot of pictures of clowns with various weapons. It's like he's the most unlucky guy in the world because he keeps running into all these clowns.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Who do you believe?
But they are.
People lie because they want to be a part of something.
Of course. Yeah.
I saw a clown.
And they want to be a hero.
You know?
I punched the clown in the nose.
And I was actually listening to a news report this morning when I was driving in, and they said that this actually comes in spurts. Like, they do these clown sightings. This happened before.
Yeah, I think last year.
It comes in spurts, like in the 80s, as early as the
80s. Oh, in the 80s,
we have more social media now, but they said there was a rash of clown sightings. Like, it's kind of a trendy thing that'll pass, just like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, is anybody still playing Pokemon?
No. Well, I'm not.
You never played.
If you are still addicted to Pokemon Go, we'd love to talk to you.
Not now, though.
But it's kind of over, right?
We said that once school started back up, people get busy and maybe stop. Because I don't see as many people out and about trying to hunt for Pokemon. Couple text messages from earlier in the show. Big Al, you were talking about you should start writing your girlfriend every morning.
Yes, texting her.
And the girls, they said you should definitely do that. It's a small thing. It'll make her feel good.
Yep.
And then we got this text.
Good morning.
We got this text message right here. What about the husband who posts something sweet on Facebook and then turns right around and writes the same thing on your birthday card on the same day?
Well, you know what? Give guys a break.
Please don't.
If a guy's not a romantically inclined dude, he might have three or four romantic lines in his brain. Okay, and he doesn't know. He just forgot what he wrote on your birthday.
I know.
Get a dude a break. I'm one of those guys. I don't know how to say all sweet gooey stuff all the time. So, dude, come up with a line.
That's what cards are for.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
Like Kelly says, just hush.
Let him do something that he considers that sweet.
My man's trying over here. I talked about how my wife
just drives me nuts.
I know, it's true. It's like choose your battles. Sometimes I don't understand.
Maybe it comes with age or something. You're just like,
seriously? Wiser. Yeah. Like, let it go. It's fine.
He posted it for the whole world to see. It's the same note he wrote in my card, but it didn't count.
Because he felt proud.
He got you a card.
He was proud.
He thought he finally came up with the perfect thing to say.
Yeah. It's all good. Don't get mad.
It might be his thing. He's going to say it on every card every year.
Right. Some guys do that.
And maybe he still are the sweetest, most loving thing that he's ever seen, laid eyes on.
Maybe there's nothing else we can say about you. That's it. We ran out of words.
You don't
You're so
have
beautiful.
A good emotional vocabulary.
Right. We're dudes. My wife was talking about how my son may hurt her feelings because she got a new shirt, felt all proud about it. And then my son said she looked like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
We got this text here that says, tell Kenzie it's okay. My five-year-old saw me getting dressed one morning, came up, grabbed my belly and said, Mommy, your tummy's so squishy.
Oh, yeah. Kids, I mean, we get that all the time.
Kids will hurt your feelings. And about my, I got a sugar glider because I really want to own a squirrel. And this is my little step up because they said it was easier.
Yeah.
The rescue squad. They said, how's Kenzie feel about this? My wife is totally cool with it.
She's totally cool with you having a pet squirrel.
As long as I take care of him, which is why he's at work this morning.
Do you
it's
let him,
sweet.
Yeah. You have to get an aquarium for him. I know you have him in this little plastic little shoebox looking thing
a
now.
Little cage. He'll get a hamster cage is what I'll end up buying him.
Okay.
If we keep him and not release him.
He's going to smell.
He's got it in his pocket right
now. No, he doesn't smell too bad.
He's in your pocket.
He's in your pocket.
Yeah, we need to bond some.
Can he breathe?
Yeah, he can breathe.
Are you going to have the time to play with him all day?
What if he pulls out a dead sugar glider because you suffocated him?
No, he's fine. He's in the pocket. There's air coming in there.
With your massive pectoral muscles, though, he might not have any circulation, dude.
He can.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
It's fine.
Well, they're like I'm looking at the chalk outline of a squirrel in your pocket.
That's where the babies go, remember? If the girls have pouches, and they're used to that.
They're used to that. I'm like mommy.
You're simulating a pouch.
Yeah.
Did you ever decide if figure out if it was a boy or a girl?
Boy. No pouch. Definitely has the...
Got it.
The anatomy.
Got it.
And boy, does he have one.
Oh,
proud,
oh my God.
Proud papa over here.
So it's a black squirrel.
Boy, were you trying last night to get Blake's attention, Big Al?
Well, you know, one dude that's actually on his team, I think his name is Austin Alsop. He's from here.
Uh-huh.
He's played in my bar before, actually.
Oh, cool.
And he opened up for Blake. So I saw that. I was like, oh, cool. That, you know, I know that dude. He knows Blake. Boom, boom, boom. Like, hey, man, let's all hang out, me, you, and Blake. But last night, the team was complete on The Voice. And, in fact, everyone's team is complete now. And so I was like, well, yeah, let me go and shoot him a little text. Hey, good job.
Kind of busy. It was Gwen's birthday.
Yeah, it was Gwen's birthday. So probably had something to do.
And then I think we have another person from around the area that actually worked with us with, Rock Camp?
Yeah.
Hallie Tomlinson.
Okay.
I think she's Team Blake.
Is she Team Blake also?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen every episode this
season. Oh, no, she's actually Team Alicia Keys, I just got told. But she probably sees Blake all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have a couple people.
He's coming back.
Okay, yeah. Make it happen. All right, let's meet our contestant.
All right, come on.
Tyler Mitchell, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How's it going?
How's it going? It's going great, man. What are you up to this morning?
I just woke up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did somebody call you and say, Tyler, they called your name. You need to call for Beat the Bank, or you just happen to be laying in bed?
Well, I was listening to iHeart, and then one of my friends called me.
Nice.
It's crazy. I can't believe I'm talking to you already.
All right, you got in, man. Are you going to go to work today or you got the day off?
No, I wish. I have to go to work.
What do you do?
I'm a graphic designer.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's cool.
I dated a graphic designer once.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Very briefly.
Uh-huh.
He made me the coolest Valentine's Day card. I framed it and kept it for a long time.
Yeah, you guys are probably really good with
art.
That stuff.
It's art.
Kelly has a muralist also, if you ever want to expand into muraling.
Oh, and also Alan can do that. We just found out about a week
ago. Hello, I'm Alan.
He can also paint murals.
But Alan can do everything.
Back to you, Tyler. You're the first one to call back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. Here's Jenna to explain how we play the game.
Okay, Tyler, we're going to throw you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show vault. The banker is going to shout dollar amount steadily increasing, and it's on you to decide, I think he's going to stop, so I better say stop so I get that amount of money. It could go all the way to $1,000. You still have to say stop. If you don't and it shuts, you get nothing.
Got it?
Okay. Got it, buddy.
Look, Tyler is cool, calm, collected.
Cool, yeah.
This could work to his advantage.
Yeah, he knows.
Tyler is sleepy.
Al, how are you feeling this morning?
You know, I felt good yesterday, and it really didn't pan out very well for me as far as what I was predicting. But I'm feeling equally as well today.
Mm.
I'm feeling good again.
I have no idea what that means.
Really good. I'm feeling really good. I don't know anything, Tyler. Okay, so wake up, get the little eye boogers out, and pay attention.
Got it.
Okay.
He got it.
My man.
All right, Tyler. Let's go inside the bank vault. Let's get ready to win some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank. $150
for you, Tyler.
Very subtle stop.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, brother. $650. What are you going to do with that kind of cash, man?
We're going to Vegas.
Double down, right?
Right, my man.
We're planning on going in a couple weeks, so perfect.
Who are you going with?
My wife.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Put $50 on black on roulette.
Okay, I'll remember that.
All right, $50.
Yeah.
You're going to give it back to me? And what?
And if you lose, Al's got you back.
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer if you lose.
Oh, that's the most expensive beer ever. It's about the cost of the beers in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Now, what's your wife's name, Tyler?
Erica.
Erica, you're going to Vegas, girl?
Yeah.
You guys have fun out there, okay, Tyler?
Okay, I will.
All right, get ready for work.
Let's see how far it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Tyler. We want to see for fun just how far it would have gone.
He was all caught up in the excitement, Al. Yeah, he almost forgot.
Right. Got a squirrel on his brain.
810.
Ooh. Is it going?
Yeah.
1,000.
Oh, man, it's all good,
Al's
though.
Al's going to be all smug today. Finally gets right.
I got one right.
Tyler, this means maybe you have good luck before going to Vegas.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay, bud. You got other things to do.
No worries.
Go back to bed.
Hold on for us. We got to get you set up with your money right there. Man, Al, you're back on, dude.
I hit it that time. Well, yeah. Broken clock is right twice a day.
Right. We'll play again in less than an hour. And you still have a chance to go sign up at KidNation.com. We'll call out those three names then. Coming up next, we're going to celebrate a little Tinder Tuesday for you. We'll have Elena Davies, the selfie queen, our phone screener, coming in here. And we'll do that for you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to our boy, Tyler Mitchell.
Way to go, Tyler.
$650. Going to go to Vegas with his wife. Have a good time.
Yeah.
It could have been $1,000, though, would beat the bank. Yeah, but you know what? You got to take your money, however you take it. We did get a text from Tank.
What's up, Tank?
So, Tank, we definitely understand. Tank says, beat the bank doesn't make sense to me. You put the caller in the vault, then make them stop the bank when they think he's reached the highest dollar amount possible. Why don't they just count the money when they're in the vault with the banker? That way they would know when to stop.
True. Excellent
You know what?
Question.
We never even thought about that, Tank.
See, what we forgot to mention is that the banker has a pouch, and that he's pulling the money out of there, Tank.
Oh, a banker with a pouch.
You know, all bankers have pouches.
Just like your squirrel. JC has a new pet squirrel. His name is Shug.
Yeah.
He's in his pocket right now.
In my pocket right now. In my pouch. We're bonding. We will play Beat the Bank again 35 minutes away from that. But right now, Elena Davies in studio.
Let me take a selfie.
Before we get into Tinder Tuesday, Elena, we do have to talk about your possible viral video.
Oh, I know, right? I'm famous now. Gotta go. Bye.
Elena, part-time Justin, and... pretty boy intern Jordan made a juju on the beat, on that beat.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, good dance video.
It was pretty good.
I killed it. They're okay.
When did you guys make this?
You gotta be complimentary of your team.
I mean, you know.
Nah, no, you don't.
That we did that on Friday after the show, and it was supposed to be like a, hey, let's just do this real quick. I think it took 2 hours.
Are you serious?
They were the last people here.
I was here forever for some reason, and I walked over. You guys were soaking wet.
I know. Look at me go, though.
I love that whenever they, like, hit it, the light changes.
Yeah.
I know. Anna did a great job. She
poor girl, we convinced her to stay a little bit later and record it. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I was like, you can edit it later, whatever. She was up there watching us, like, well, we had to teach Jordan. And then, you know, me and Justin had some creative differences that we had to work out.
Oh, boy.
You know, just being in a dance squad is, there's drama that comes with it.
Yeah, so, who was the Beyonce?
Are you really asking?
Elena.
Well, because Justin says he's the Beyonce of the dance group.
I mean, I'm the Beyonce.
Okay.
And then Justin is screaming in the back right now. I can hear
Justin
him.
Justin and the
Justin's
other
a really good dancer.
Justin's
too.
A great dancer.
Yeah, he is.
The other one's in Destiny's Child.
And surprising enough, Jordan, intern Jordan's a good dancer as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I mean,
end, it kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course.
Well, that's our freestyle.
In true Kid Craddock Morning Show fashion, we fall apart.
At some point, you have to fall apart.
Y'all didn't put Russ in the video?
I actually asked him because I was like, you're going to make me look so much better. And he was like, no, not a chance.
Yeah. Fair enough. You guys were all good.
Yeah. But in reality, we did have some fun making it. And I'm pretty proud of our work. So.
We have a video up at kidnation.com if you want to check it out.
And it's on my Instagram if you want to like it, which you should. And comment.
You can catch intern Jordan just loving on the camera on our Snapchat from time to time. He's not in today, right? He's only in on Thursdays.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, those days. Those are the days.
Those other days.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tinder.
Love so tender.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Yeah. Elena, you went to a wedding over the weekend.
I did, and I expressed some concern about this wedding last week on Tinder Tuesday because it's one of those rare situations where I really only knew the bride and groom. I had kind of met, it's a long distance friendship with me and my friend Lindsay.
Yeah.
So we FaceTime every once in a while. We take advantage of Snapchat and social media and staying in touch and stuff. But I've met one of her friends kind of through FaceTime. So I felt like I knew her. But yeah, I really pretty much only knew Lindsay and Austin. And so I was nervous going to this wedding because I was going alone and it's out of town. And I was like, what am I going to do? This is going to be so uncomfortable.
So
and
pressure.
I'm a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Uh-huh.
But in that situation where you're just sitting alone and then you go into the dinner reception and you're sitting at the table alone, everybody's coupled up or like went to high school together and know each other.
Mm.
I was feeling uncomfortable, but it ended up being so much fun. And I found two dates at the wedding. So
were single people at the wedding.
Yeah, so ends up the girl that I knew through Lindsay, like through FaceTime, her name is Jordan, and she's gay, but she was in the wedding party, so I didn't get to spend time with her. But she was like, "Yeah, you're my date," and I was like, "Okay, like we'll have fun, we can dance and stuff," and we've chatted some. So I was like, I knew she was cool and would be fun to hang out with. Well, then I got seated next to this guy at the dinner reception, and he started joking around. And he like brought me back a beer, so he was like, "So that make me your date?" And so him and Jordan. It became like a joke competition for the rest of the night. And as much of a joke as it was, I was very well taken care of. They were very attentive. So I never had an empty hand. I didn't buy a single drink. We went to a bar afterwards. Jordan drove. I didn't have to buy a drink. I was like, this is kind of nice. So my new thing is I think I'm just going to go to weddings and find multiple dates.
There you go. It's not always the case.
Well, there's always single people at weddings.
I don't know.
The last wedding I went to, there was not that my friend told me there would be one single guy for me to meet. And then when I got there, she goes, oh, my gosh, he eloped last week.
What?
Like, oh, my gosh, the one single guy
got
married.
The Jenna look.
Yeah. The one single guy got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is my first experience with it. So it's something I'm willing to test. But yeah, it worked out great for me. I ended up having so much fun. I jujued on the beat at the wedding.
Yay. Yeah.
Did anybody else know the dance?
Well, Jordan was the one that like set it up and put it on through the DJ and said she was going to juju with me and then totally left me hanging. So I was literally the only person dancing in front of the entire wedding guest. And I was like, this is great.
Everybody will remember you as the girl. She's the one that was fun and was dancing.
Yeah.
You're going to be that
person. I'm the fun girl, of course.
Yeah.
You make the wedding.
Totally.
You're the only one doing it. Nobody knows if you're doing it right.
Right.
And so that is cool. The plus. Yeah, one there really knew. So and they were impressed with my moves.
So did you tender at the wedding?
You know, I didn't.
No.
I didn't. Sometimes I like going out of town and swiping around and seeing what I find, but I was really only there for not even hardly 24 hours. And so we were pretty busy the whole time. But I should have. I should have bumbled. Maybe I could have bumbled while I was there and matched with someone at the wedding and had a third date.
Speaking of Bumble, you have a Bumble update for us.
Okay, this is cool. I'm excited about this update. So Bumble is now, I don't know if it's, they said about a week and a half ago that it was going to be launching soon. So I don't know if it's launched yet, but there's a new Bumble feature where they're going to verify users. So Whoa. Not the same type of verification that you get on like Twitter and Instagram. Like if you're famous or a public figure and you get your blue check mark, like you are who you say you are. But the same concept that you are who you say you are. Because I guess there's been some repeat offenders of people who are, you know, putting up pictures of people that are not them. For instance, that happened to JC.
Yeah, that's awful.
So the way that they're going to have it work, I believe, is if somebody reports your account or flags it, says, I don't know about this, they're going to require you to get verified. And the way they're going to do it is have a picture of someone pop up, like a selfie of a girl holding up two fingers. And you have to send in a picture mirroring that. So you have to send in a picture of you holding
up two fingers. To make sure that it's you.
And then they might have several different poses that you have to, you know, send in. That,
okay. I'm so glad that they're way, doing that. No
so
more
that
catfishing.
Way they can, and they're doing it. I don't even think they're using a computer system. From what I've read, the research I've done, they have a team of people that are actually going to be looking at the photos and deciphering if you are the same person in your photos. So, but right now it's just if you get reported, and then I think later on they're going to release where you can request to get verified just so other people know, like, hey, this is for sure me. Like, I want to make sure everyone knows that I am who I say I am.
Good.
So, because there are a couple guys that I've matched with that I'm like, okay, you are way prettier than I am. Like, did you get these off a modeling website or?
I have a little twist they should add to that.
What, Kelly?
There has to be a way, and I don't know if it's possible, to verify that the pictures you post were taken within
the last
oh, yeah,
year
yeah,
to 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a part of
it,
too.
That's a big problem, too. It's like you see, you can sometimes tell by the way a hairstyle is or what's in the background. This picture's from the 80s, you know?
Yeah. Or baby pictures. People, I'm sorry, I don't want to see what you give me three photos, I don't want one of them to
I didn't see a lot of that.
I see it all the time.
I
don't
want to
see you at 5 years old. I care about how you look yesterday.
But it's like, okay, let's say you have a few pounds on you.
Uh-huh.
That's you.
Very common situation.
And it's better to show, this is me and this is who's showing up than to surprise someone.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, that's beauty's on the inside. Well, yeah, I thought you were beautiful, but you lied, you know?
Right.
I
just wish there was a way to timestamp it or somehow verify these pictures within the last 6 months.
That's the number one complaint I've had from the girls I know is that they keep meeting these guys.
Well, with Tinder now, you can link your Instagram, which I think is cool because that way you can, you know, you only have six photos, but the Instagram is right there underneath.
Perfect.
So you can see the last few photos that they've posted. And I think that's handy. I wish Bumble would do something like that where it would link to your Twitter or link to your Instagram so you can see what this person is posting right now.
So if that hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen soon, like Elena
said.
Yeah,
the last article I read about it said it was going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. So that's coming out soon. I think that's a cool feature.
I like deceiving people with my potential. I have the potential to look like this sometimes.
I've looked
on
like this
Saturday
once,
nights.
So I can do it again, maybe.
Right, maybe.
Stay tuned.
There's some kind of feature where you can also put the pictures in of your hot friends. Because a lot of times you go on these dates with these people and then you meet them and then they end up having friends that are even hotter than the girl that
you
were trying to
come
with.
That's what they tell you not to do.
Because that can the opposite.
So if you want, you can go ahead and make the decision up front and say, hey, I like you, but your friend is way hotter.
No.
Let me hook up with that.
That's why I don't put pictures of my friends on my Bumble.
Yeah, you
I don't
shouldn't.
Need the competition.
And we'll finish with a good story from the text. Good morning, guys. Since it's Tinder Tuesday, I wanted to tell you that this Saturday I get to marry my Tinder sweetheart.
Aww.
His name is Paul, and I don't know how I got so lucky.
Yeah.
And I always look forward to hearing Kelly's stories too with Alan.
Nice. Come on, Alan.
Congratulations.
Aw, congratulations. See, it does work.
It
just
does
for
work.
Me.
It'll happen for you, Elena.
The numbers game.
Now, Elena's going to make her way back to the phone screening room because we're going to have
call us,
Kid Nation. It's time for Does That Make Me a Crazy Girl?
Does that make me a crazy girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jenna has an example because Jenna brought this up to us, so we decided to go along with it. Jenna?
Oh, you want my example from last time? Well, how about just another one? I have plenty.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, so I will have conversations with my girlfriends, like acting out a potential conversation with a guy I've been talking to. So like, okay, so if he says this, what should I say?
You prepare for the conversations.
Yeah, especially if it's new and someone I've met.
Yeah.
This happened recently on a dating app, and I don't know how to play it. We'll sit there at brunch and be like, okay.
Oh, my.
Pre-date role playing.
Because the first few texts, I think, are very important, how you word them to keep the conversation going.
Right.
I'm in person, it's fine. But yes, before the in-person meeting, I will act out the conversation alone or with girlfriends.
Jenna
does
film.
Make me a crazy girl?
Film study, basically, before her actual conversations.
Yeah, just watching tape.
But it's a good thing to do.
Man, if I ever get back on the dating scene, I'm going to be so lost. I have 4 years that I haven't dated and had to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess the game has changed.
The game has changed now.
People are lazier, Al.
Continually changing.
Way
continuously changing.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, we'll let you know. Are you a crazy girl?
Yes.
Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll get to Does That Make Me a Crazy Girl here in a couple minutes. But first, we need to acknowledge something.
Hmm.
We do have... We often have mysteries around the office.
Yes, we do.
That are negative.
Unsolved mysteries.
And nobody fesses up to them, like stealing Al's alcohol.
Or, yeah, that smell that was in here.
The smell that was in here. And this time we had a good mystery, but nobody was taking credit. Somebody cleaned our disgusting bathroom.
Oh, I mean, it is nice. There are candles.
Yeah. All there the junk is gone. There were boxes in our bathroom. Like
storage
stacks.
Boxes.
Stacks of
There's
stacks
a bottle of
boxes.
Chardonnay for unknown reasons.
Yeah, just in case you want to take a sip.
There's a framed picture of me and Al meeting Janet Jackson.
Nice.
There's
years ago. Yeah.
And there's some book that was stolen from the St. Louis Library. I don't know why it's in there.
And that's when we knew.
But it's still beautiful.
If it was a book stolen from the St. Louis Library, it had to be part-time Justin.
Hello. Hi.
Very proactive and nice of you, Justin.
Why'd you clean the bathroom? Just because?
Well, I was here yesterday, and I was like, well, I didn't do a thing yesterday. So I was like, oh, might as well clean some, do something. And Kelly, I remember Kelly saying, man, that bathroom is disgusting. And so as Caroline said it, too. You've always wanted to clean it.
But we've never
like
done it.
Pretty, yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I mean, I got time. There's a broom right there. I'll just... scrummage through, throw some trash away. It was nothing but cardboard boxes. That's all it was.
Empty boxes.
Empty boxes. You just throw away some stuff. Well, and some old toothpaste caps.
Well, gross.
So I just cleaned it out, organized it, made me feel good.
Thank you, Justin.
I love cleaning.
Do you want to come to my place?
Yes. I love organizing and cleaning. It's one
you
of my favorite things.
You could be a professional organizer. They hire people to do that.
Yeah, they do.
I'll pay you to do my closet.
No, I don't want to do it forever, like every day, but I just, it's like a
couple times a year.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
You do a side business.
Yeah, a little. Well, yeah.
What are you doing this afternoon?
I'm going to go watch a movie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go watch a movie.
Unless.
But before
unless you pay
that, I think I'm going to go work out.
Ooh.
I'm going to do some Zumba.
Some Zumba.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a very full day.
It is a very full day.
I was going to offer... Yeah,
money for to pay money for clean.
Oh yeah, money for clean.
Yeah, that's usually people get
yes.
paid.
Yes,
don't people charge like $100 to clean a house or something?
Do you pay?
So people
for
do services to get money these
oh,
days
yeah.
instead of just asking for
professional.
It.
If I'll put music
organizers,
take like $100 to clean
what do you
the house.
Need
right?
I don't know. Is it your closet?
Typically charge depending on the company and where you live. Professional organizers typically charge between $30 and $80 per hour.
Ooh. Whoa! So what? Yeah.
Or per project rates for single rooms, such as a kitchen, utility room, or home office, range from $200 to $375.
There you go.
So you go in, assess the situation, figure out this will take me 5 hours.
Yeah.
Boom. I'll charge you $150.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yes.
And that
Justin,
is
I know.
Another edition of Tidbit News.
Part-time Justin, part-time organizing.
That way you get you more than $8 in your bank account.
Yes.
Chavez Cleaning Service.
Uh-huh. Yes, it'd be so much fun. But the person would have to be there because I love throwing things away. Like, I want to be able to throw all the
right,
stuff
in.
That you're
I'm in. $100. It's yours.
Oh! Okay.
Really?
Yes, I'll do it. Okay.
All right, there you go.
Wait, I have to be there to, like, monitor the whole time, or can I?
Well, just, you have to get permission
just,
to throw away.
Or I'll set a pile of things that I want to throw away that I don't
oh
think
Oh, my gosh.
Need.
Now he's going to judge my
Perfect.
Fashion sense. It's all clean clothes. It's just exploded everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
let's down. I got myself a job.
We got you a job, buddy.
Wow.
People are going to be calling. You're going to make a lot of money.
Right. Mm-hmm. But not right now. Hopefully they're calling for, does that make me a crazy girl?
Does.
All right, congratulations on your new
Thank
job.
Thank you, guys. Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Business cards.
Yes, let's put some mints in the bathroom, though. I think that's what it needs. That's
some
the missing mints. Yeah. Laments.
I don't want edibles in the bathroom.
Right, that's weird.
Yeah.
So we decided to go with, does that make me a crazy girl? Because Jenna brought up that she saw ex-boyfriend at the gym. He walked up, tried to talk to her, and she just flat out screamed, no!
I just was like, I'm like, I don't want to talk to you ever again. It's fine. I just, I'm,
it's fine.
No,
I'm going to go ahead
here.
And say,
I have more, no interest.
More than likely, if you're calling in on this segment, the answer is yes.
Right. Let's see here, Al. Let's see. From the text, by the way, our phone number 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
My fiance got mad and left the house thinking I wouldn't know where he is. Little did he know, I know his passwords to everything.
Yes.
Whoa. And found him at Walmart through Find Your iPhone.
Yes.
Does that make me a crazy girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you, if you're calling on this, if you're wondering if you're crazy as a girl, yes.
He went
but,
to
you
Walmart.
Know, verified.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He was probably doing something. He's probably getting new toilet paper.
Now,
yeah,
now right? If you ran into him, you're like, oh, funny running into you here. I take pictures of my boyfriend's belongings on his shelves to make sure they haven't moved. And if they have moved, I accuse him of having another girl here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. No.
But he stays with her. Does that make him crazy?
Yeah. She's crazy first. She's
I honestly high. Think I need to amp up.
No, don't amp up.
No, Jenna, keep it where you're at.
Don't amp up. Yeah.
No, but the craziest ones in relationships. It blows my mind.
Stay where you're at.
You're already crazy enough.
Yeah. We don't need more crazy.
When I say you, I mean the royal you.
Yeah. You're in a good crazy.
No girl needs to amp up her crazy.
Right. MK wrote us and said, I see a therapist just because he is hot and I'm attracted to him. I don't really need it. It's been 2 years.
Yes.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to stop seeing him because he's not allowed legally to date you or he could lose his license.
That's right.
So stop being his patient and then maybe you can run into him, you know, track him some other way.
Track him.
You can't date him unless he's willing to give up his license for you. That's
right.
Illegal.
But it's happened in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. In the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's happened in real life. Yeah.
It happens. Mm. I put my husband through medical school and now he's a successful smoking hot doctor. I tell all my friends that I will not divorce him, even if he's unfaithful, to deter them from even thinking about trying to steal him. So far, it's worked.
You have friends that you think might try and steal your husband?
Yes.
Do you guys have that friend you think would try to steal your boyfriend?
Then she's not my friend.
Right.
I keep my friend circle really small. Oh, what a waste of time to worry about that with a friend.
Like, you wouldn't want to deal with that, right?
I think you want to steal my boyfriend.
Well, that's different.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Not romantically steal him. I just want his time.
You just want to
be friends with him.
Need some time.
Yeah, you could still have the romance department.
Thanks.
Kelly, that's all you.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to the phones here.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go with Kim. Hi, Kim.
Guys, I can never get on for Beat the Bang, but I can sure get in to tell you how crazy I am.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Lord have mercy.
Okay. We'll announce three names in about 6 minutes, by the way. Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so long story short, boyfriend had a Tinder account back in March before we were official, and I got sent a screenshot of it, so I confided him about it, and he said, well, I don't need it anymore, so he deleted it, so he says. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, I get sent another screenshot of his face, and the profile's totally updated, or his little bio's updated, so I confided him about it again, and we had this blow-up, and he was like, I'm sorry, I just have this problem with looking at girls and swiping, and I think it's kind of like a confidence issue, which I get, like, if he's been hurt before, so fine, whatever.
We had this really long, deep talk,
and we decided, you know, I asked him, like, do you want to be with me? Because this really is not indicative of someone who wants to stay with somebody. And he said yes, and he's super sorry, and I mean, he gave me like the most genuine apology I've ever received.
Hold on, Kim. You caught him on Tinder twice, and
the question or the statement is:
you're staying with him?
Yes, you're crazy.
Oh, well, there was a little more to it. Oh.
So no. You caught him on Tinder twice. You're staying with him, right?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm telling you, you've said it. You've said what the red flag is. When a guy is insecure, those are the ones that cheat the most. They really do.
And I have to question your level of security.
Yeah, an insecure guy.
Crazy.
You got this, Kim.
Run the other way.
You don't need that, Kim.
I thought this was it. Does this make me crazy? Not insecure.
Well, I'm saying that his is a sign of insecurity, but being with him, you think you can't do better than that?
No, I didn't say you're insecure.
We just want the best for you, Kim. Yeah. We're not trying to dogpile here. We just want you to be happy. And obviously, if a guy's going to be on Tinder and you catch him twice and he's saying he's doing it because he's insecure, that's just a line. He's a dude. Coming from two dudes here.
And you know, you called in for, does that make me crazy?
So we would say yes, but in a loving way. And hopefully it gets better for you. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay, we love you, Kim.
Jason, you're too nice. You're sugarcoating. You're sugarcoating, Jason. They call in for, does that make you crazy?
I know.
Yes.
I know, yeah. We said yeah.
Right?
I'm just trying to be quiet for sure.
Yeah, but you have to also recognize your worth as a woman. I can do better than that.
Right.
That I'm so insecure, I'm willing to stay with this guy because he said he was sorry, even though I've caught him twice.
Yeah, love letters to Kelly tomorrow morning around this time, by the way.
Yeah. I'll refrain.
All right, Kim, hopefully we do call your name for Beat the Bank, though. Kim, thank you for calling. Good luck with that. You don't need that. Like Kelly says, you don't need that. You need that guy right there.
She didn't ask for advice. She just asked if it made her crazy.
But yes.
Yes.
Now, this happens all the time.
Uh-oh.
Sarah, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, I've been happily married for 17 years, so no worries with Tinder there, but does it make me crazy if I have a dream that my husband has cheated on me, whether it's recently or even back when we were young, and I wake up so mad at him?
Yes.
Like, no.
Done the worst thing, and he's like, what did I do? What is wrong? And I'll be mad at him the whole day, and he doesn't even know why.
It's because those dreams are so vivid.
Yeah.
We've all been there. It doesn't make her crazy.
Yes, you're not crazy.
He doesn't do anything.
But it doesn't make her crazy because this happens. I've had that happen where I dreamed somebody I worked with had an affair with my then boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I was mad at her all day, and I knew it was stupid.
Hello,
and I knew
Alan.
It was irrational, and I got over it.
Yeah. When did Jenna do that?
No, it's just a dream. Doesn't remember his dream.
Yeah, so
it's just because
him,
it's so vivid.
He doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
This is going to be divided down gender lines.
I just wouldn't bring it up.
Just as long as you get over it, like within a reasonable amount of time. I don't think you're crazy personally because it's happened to me.
And you know what? I've done it too as a guy.
I think it's not crazy because it happened to you. It happened to every woman.
But it's crazy.
It doesn't make you crazy.
It's crazy.
Because it's so real in your dream.
A lot of people have this dream.
It's crazy.
To us, it makes y'all crazy.
No, not to people who've had this happen.
You're saying that because you're crazy.
Shame.
I know, and it's crazy. I'm admitting I'm crazy for that.
It's not crazy. It's unreasonable.
What would make her crazy is if she got in a fight or broke up with her boyfriend because of a dream she had. That would make her crazy. Having a dream doesn't make you crazy.
The feeling is not crazy.
Based on the girls, you're not crazy, Sarah, but us guys, yes.
Crazy. You're not crazy.
Dream.
Have a great day, Sarah. Thank you for calling. All right. We're divided. Hi, Chastity.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. Does that make me a crazy girl? What's yours?
Okay, so if my husband does not call me back after I've called him twice, I freak out and think something's wrong. So I will text his boss, call his office phone, speak to the secretary, send out a distress text to all the family, typically to find out that he's just at a meeting or something.
Yeah,
that makes me crazy.
Yes.
Thank you for at least acknowledging.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
I love your laugh.
Yes, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're good,
though. We're not going to get a no.
Okay. We're not going to get a no.
We're not going to get a no. If you're calling in, you know.
Hold on.
Did you hear her laugh?
Chastity, we love your laugh.
She knows. We're not going to get a no. There's not going to be a no in this whole segment.
Or maybe we have our first no right here with Christina.
All right.
I don't think Christina's going to be crazy. Let's find out. Hi, Christina.
Well, don't bet on that.
Oh.
But first off, I want to say to Sarah, she's not crazy. I do it all the time. Long before me and my husband got married, we did this on again, off again thing.
Yeah.
And one of the times we broke up, we got back together, and right after, like 10 minutes after we got back together, he told me he was going to hang out with his ex. So I kicked him out of my car and tried to run him over.
What did you even call here for?
For fear.
Christina takes the day, huh?
Yeah, she does. For fear of being run over myself, I will say no. Girl, that was totally fine.
Very reasonable response.
You didn't even need to call here.
Look at that. She tried to run him over with her car and he married her.
But she didn't hit him.
Oh, Kelly Raspberry.
She did not hit him.
She tried to run him over.
Did she really try? Because if she really wanted to, she would have run
him over. She's on the phone. Christina, did you really try to run him over?
I did. The only reason I didn't is because he ran in between two gas pumps and I didn't want to blow up my car.
Or you would have, right?
I'm trying to have your back here.
This wasn't even at the crib. This is at a gas station.
We love you and you're crazy, Christina. We love you and you're crazy, girl.
With explosives around.
She tried to run him over at a gas station.
I told y'all we would not have a no in that segment. If you calling in, does that make me a crazy girl? You know.
And they've been they're married.
And we know, y'all know you crazy. Yeah. We know you crazy.
It worked out for her.
We still love you.
Oh, yeah.
But we know.
Oh. It worked out. They got married.
Line. Look at the line. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Blowing
up. Line 1 through 12. Yes. All y'all crazy.
All right. We have to clear the lines because we're going to call out three names right now for Does That Make Me Crazy? Big Al Mack, do you have names?
Yes, I do. The names are Roxanne Cantu, John Nielsen, and Lindsay Stringer. That's Lindsay Stringer, John Nielsen, and Roxanne Cantu. The clock starts now. You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if no one calls back in 10 minutes, we're going to open the lines up for you.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
President's debate gonna be lame. Biggest problem, no one knows their names. Beat the Bang. Beat the Bang.
Pence is one of them, right?
The first and last name. Come on. First and last name.
I just know his last name. Pence. That's Trump's dude.
All right.
Who's Hillary running? I don't know who Hillary's running with.
Kelly?
What?
Vice President.
I know one of them's Pence.
First name, please.
I don't know. One of them is Pence.
The other one?
I just said one of them is Pence. That's all I know.
Right.
Jenna?
I'm not even paying attention, you guys. I'm feeding JC's sugar glider right now.
Auntie Jenna over
He's
there.
He's in my lap, and I'm feeding him. I can't believe you got this creature.
Obviously. And Kane.
Kane.
There you go, Kane.
Pence and Kane.
Pence and Kane. There you go.
So watch that debate.
We should watch the debate, honestly. And it should be embarrassing for me, which I'm not really embarrassed because it's still very early. But this person, whoever gets the vice presidency, is a heartbeat away of filling in.
Oh, yeah.
Stepping in. So we should know where they're coming from.
With Trump having the sniffles and Hillary with
walking pneumonia.
You never know.
Neither one of them are spring chickens.
Yeah.
That's right. Neither one of them are spring chickens. No, that's correct. I wasn't correct in English. I was just reiterating.
Ah, gotcha.
Is it Mike?
Mike Pence? Sounds right.
Mike Pence?
Mike Pence sounds right.
Mike. Governor Mike Pence and Senator Tim Kaine.
Oh, aren't you smart with your Google search
Google
engine.
Man. All right, let's meet our contestant. First one to get in to play Beat the Bank for round two is...
Roxanne!
Cantu.
Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
What are you up to right now? You're at work already?
No, I was actually driving to work, and I had to pull over.
Okay, hey, that's a smart thing to do, Roxanne. That's a smart thing to do. What do you do for work?
I am an accounts payable clerk for a manufacturing company.
Oh. All right. Look at people up with the monies. Okay. Now, here's how it works, Roxanne. We're going to put you inside the vault with the banker. You can't see the money, okay? But he does have money in his pockets. He's going to throw it your way. Your only job is to yell stop as soon as you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, he can only get up to $1,000. That's the maximum. Still got to yell stop. If you don't, and the door closes, Roxanne, what happens?
I don't get anything.
Right. You don't get anything.
Your account will not be payable.
Right, exactly. Big Al proved that he's back on the money earlier today.
Yes.
How are you feeling this time around?
I'm not feeling nearly as ambitious as I was last time, Roxanne.
After a big win, it's kind of hard to know what's going to do.
Right. But you never know. We did have two back-to-back thousands about a week ago, I'm not feeling that same vibe for you, but do not take that personally. And please remember, I don't know anything.
Okay. All right.
So you're in a good mood. So I'm hoping you win a lot of money.
I hope so too. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're wrong too.
All right. There's only one way to find out, and that's to play Beat the Bank.
$230. $290. $340. $380. $410. $480. $490. $560. $640. $810.
Stop.
Oh,
there you go.
Nerves of steel.
Man, oh man.
Nerves of steel.
You go, girl.
Bang, Roxanne.
You go.
Oh, wow.
Nerves of steel is right, Kelly.
Wow, Roxanne.
Oh my God.
What a gambler.
I'm almost sure that that's got to be the last dollar. I was out at like $500.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
What are you going to do with $810, Roxanne?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're too excited to even think about that right now.
I hadn't even thought about it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. All right, Roxanne. You, just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Good for you, baby. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You showed me.
Oh, my gosh.
You could possibly go into the Hall of Fame for Beat the Bank, the way you played that one right
yeah.
there. Well done, Roxanne.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll have an interview with Martina McBride.
Hey now.
A little country royalty stopping by to chat with us.
That's what you call a legend.
Yeah.
You know?
Big time.
I don't know how long, what your longevity line is to make you legend status, but she is definitely crossed.
Oh, she's for sure.
A couple decades will do it.
Yeah.
For sure up there. Another episode of Guys Being Guys, because we're talking about how we have problems being romantic with the girls. Al doesn't text his girlfriend, even though she's expressed that she would like a text every morning or a call.
Well, I try and do it spontaneously.
He's inconsistent.
Yeah, he's not consistent. This text message came in.
Okay.
Because, you know, people are catching up with the show, listening here and there. So I have a funny card story. My husband always waits until the last minute to get me a card. And on Valentine's Day, he was working third shift. He stopped at Walmart to get me a card. And when he woke me up in the morning to give it to me, it was not signed nor filled out. It didn't have anything on it.
Well, that's a rush right there.
So I asked him, I'm like, I got mad and I asked him, why isn't it filled out? And he tells me, oh, because I didn't have a pen.
No.
She says, really? You can't buy a pen at Walmart?
Yeah, I've done that. Both the card and the pen. I have done that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We're stupid.
Yeah.
I think a card's nice, even if it's for a totally different holiday. That's happened to me before. Someone gave me a card and had to, like, cross out.
Oh, really?
Sorry for your loss.
That's pretty funny, though.
Hey, that took effort. I don't care. Whatever.
Did you know that Candace Cameron Bure, she plays DJ Tanner in Full House?
Mm-hmm.
She has a couple kids. In fact, she has an 18-year-old named Natasha who auditioned for The Voice last night.
Yep, I saw that.
Let's see how she did, because it looks like she picked Adam.
Natasha Bure.
There was something there that was really different and special. And then the second my chair turned around, you had a little bit of a nervous breakdown. And I think that had you not kind of fallen apart there, you would have had more people challenging me. If you can work on getting your nerves together, there's something beautiful there.
I also think there's so many great runs, because even Blake was like, dang, that's a cool version. And I love this song. So it got too tricky for me. You don't have to prove yourself in one song.
I'm really curious and really excited to see what we're gonna accomplish. I'm really happy you're on my team. Welcome.
Thank you.
He was the only one that turned around.
Yeah, he turned around. And then she fell apart, which is what we just heard.
Not really the vote of confidence. Original. I'm really curious to see what we're going to do. You know, most of them say, man, we're going to win.
Right.
We're going to get out there and kill it.
Yeah, it almost sounds like, dang, I wish I would have hit that button.
Almost.
But, hey, she got on a team, and now it's up to her to get those nerves going. You still on The Voice, Al? You still watching?
Well, I did watch it last night, and I believe last night was the final episode of the blind audition.
Finishing their teams up. Yeah.
And, yeah, everybody's got a complete team now. And starting on the next episode, they'll do the battle. You know, they do the one guy comes out and sings against the other person, or guy or girl, whatever.
I missed last night, but I love The Voice. It's my favorite.
It's mine, too. Yeah,
definitely.
It really is.
Yeah, I haven't been on it. I want to watch it, but I keep forgetting, and then I end up watching football or Dancing with the Stars. And speaking of Dancing with the Stars, so Amber Rose was in the news last week because she said she felt body shamed by Julianne Huff. Sorry, I always mess up her name. I don't mean to. It's a ho-do Huff.
Rough, tough.
I know.
Enough.
I even did it when I was on the red carpet with her and I felt stupid. But anyways, last night they had to work some things out with Amber.
I did feel very shamed. On Tuesday night, I heard Julianne say something and it just caught me off guard.
That's not a salsa, Mom.
I'm just a normal girl. I have feelings too. I'm not a robot. I was really just taken back by what Julianne said. Hopefully she didn't mean it in that way.
Before we talk about the dance, though, let's talk about everything that we saw before the dance.
Like I said in the package, I just, you know, when you said that, I felt very embarrassed. And I felt like you weren't talking about my dance. But if I misunderstood, then I apologize.
One thing also, the thing that I love so much about dance is that dance is a universal platform for people to express themselves, any person. And for me, I am a huge supporter of that and that alone. And as a judge on this show, I am here to solely judge you and everyone else in this competition for only the dancing. So I want you to know that.
Okay. For sure.
Thank you.
We know that. Yeah, we know Julianne's a good girl, right?
Amber went off on her radio. She has a radio show or something, and she went off saying, I was Julianne body saying, shamed.
Just saying, I feel uncomfortable right now was about her body and not the dancing.
Right. She assumed it was
the
about...
The dancing was awkward.
She assumed it was about her body. That's what Amber immediately jumped to. Right. And so she felt body shamed and then said it on the radio. And then that causes a lot of negativity because... You know, Derek's a dancer on the show, and he's like, my sister didn't mean that.
And people are coming at Julianne. And people that probably don't know Julianne, and she doesn't Amber's have a mean just, bone in her body.
Amber's extremely sensitive. You know, this was the same week she did her second annual slut walk.
Kelly doesn't get it.
Which I do not get. I do not get it.
So this walk, you dress...
As slutty as possible.
Okay. Like a 5K
because you
for
have the right to do that.
Okay.
And you have the right to do that without having men whistle at you or stare at your breasts.
Well,
apparently that's the point of the I'm
that.
Trying to
supposed to
I'm
be uplifting and empowering
okay.
for women.
Hmm. So it's not a 5K.
It's a no
judgment. It's not just walk.
I don't get it either. I don't get the name.
I don't
why you use that term.
I think it's the name that throws people off.
Yeah, but it's a degrading term. So why are you using
she's
that for empowering?
It. I don't know. I don't get it. But she's very sensitive on the subject.
Yeah.
So if somebody looks at her and kind of raises an eyebrow, she thinks I'm too bootylicious or something. I don't know.
But excuse us, because the last time I said anything negative about Amber Rose, I got attacked saying I'm a racist.
I know.
Just because I had something bad to say about Amber Rose.
I got a racist on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm the
How
biggest
dare you,
racist,
Jenna?
Apparently.
Well,
because I criticize Amber Rose.
Taking Kelly's stick.
Race aside.
Yeah, my racist stick.
That's my bit, Jenna.
My bit.
It's crazy.
Also, there can only be one racist on this show. That's
Kelly.
Me.
It's Kelly.
And I'm also a racist.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
You heard it right there, Jenna.
Yeah. Right.
Don't you walk on Kelly's toes right
I'm
there.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Right. Bit killer, racist.
Don't walk on my Ivanka Trump shoe-wearing toes.
Don't you dare.
That's right.
Kelly land right there. By the way, we're kidding.
No. If they don't get it, they don't get it.
Well, they
don't get it. They don't get it.
And we were just talking about the Kim Kardashian, the incident. People are joking about it. Late night shows.
I don't find it funny. Nah, this is a woman. I don't care how famous she is.
Well, that's why the jokes are okay, because she's fine.
I don't know.
Right.
And well, I mean, that's their reason.
Yeah. I'm sad that some of the late night talk show hosts are making jokes about it.
I want to hear.
See, I've been held at gunpoint, and it's not. I wouldn't want people. What? A couple friends of mine made fun of it. And said that I was a wuss about it for what I did. And it's not cool. Like, it really is the worst feeling.
No, I know. Well, I don't know what I would imagine.
Stole the coin jar that one time?
No, I got held up at gunpoint by an actual guy in my car in San Diego.
Oh, that was different.
There was a police report.
A different source.
Yeah, there was a police report and everything. First thing I did when I got home was I was in such shock. My wife, my girlfriend at the time, Kenzie, said I turned white and I just started crying. Because I didn't know. Like,
you never know how you're gonna.
I don't know how it's gonna end.
I completely froze. The guy had the gun on my head, and
don't be ashamed of that.
The whole time you're thinking, oh man, I could have just grabbed the gun and pulled him in, and I could have done this and that, and judo chopped him. And it's like,
whatever.
You think about that, and then it happens, and you as a human freeze, and you cannot stop thinking about that for nights on end. You have nightmares. You keep reliving the moment in your head.
Mm. Yeah, they say Kim just spontaneously bursts into tears every few minutes.
Yeah. It's awful. You don't know. Were those guns loaded? Could they actually kill? Were they intending on? You don't know. You don't know what could have happened. All you know is how you went about it.
I want to hear the jokes.
And here's how the late night hosts are handling it. Here's what Conan did.
No one was hurt, but at a mansion in Paris, Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint. Yeah. Kim was bound and gagged. Then the robbers broke in.
I just don't know.
That was kind of weak.
Yeah, and then Kimmel.
You do not mess with Kim Kardashian West. We will knock those raspberry berets off your heads and those curly little mustaches off your snail-eating faces. We want that jewelry back and the criminals who took it prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And you'd better Gerard Depardieu do it quick or we will have no choice but to send Chloe over there. And when that happens, all you can do is pray. You've been warned. Spreading around. I have to leave right now. Ryan Lochte is on the set of Dancing with the Stars praying that Kim made the whole thing up.
By the way, our intern Jordan made that joke yesterday morning.
Right and early, first thing I heard out of his mouth when I walked into work.
Yeah.
I said, that's not funny, Jordan.
Then the comedian does.
We don't make jokes about that.
And then Kimmel does.
Yeah.
So, Jordan for the win. Again, we're hearing that it could have been an inside job. That's what Kelly was reporting in the Showbiz Top 5. Well, I'm sure we'll find out more here.
Yeah.
You know, the French always want to help the Americans. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, sign up at KidNation.com for Beat the Bank. We already played twice today. We'll play again tomorrow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.